Good morning. That strong ridge of high pressure, both in the mid and lower levels of the atmosphere, will continue to produce hot weather across interior New York and New England, with highs expected to get into the lower and in some cases mid-90s once again. Combine that with the humidity, and it'll feel like it's even hotter across the region throughout the afternoon. There's only a very slight chance at a cooling thunderstorm to pass through a few places today, particularly across the higher terrain, but this will widely be the exception rather than the rule. With that dominating area of high pressure in control through the midweek period, overnight lows will only go down into the 60s to around 70 tonight, and more heat and humidity is in the forecast for both tomorrow and for the day on Thursday, with highs once again in the lower to middle 90s. Once again, there is the chance of a scattered thunderstorm for both Wednesday and Thursday, but this will widely again be the exception rather than the rule. A front from the upper Midwest will make its way toward us later on in the week and to start the weekend. With the front drawing closer on Friday, there's a slightly better chance at a thunderstorm, but highs once again will be in the lower to mid-90s. And with the front pushing through the region during the afternoon hours, that's when we'll see the best chance of showers and thunderstorms. And depending on the way that things line up in the atmosphere, some of the storms could be on the stronger side. Either way, behind the front for the second half of the weekend, it'll start to cool down, and more comfortable readings are expected with highs on Saturday in the upper 80s, then lower 80s with much lower humidity on Sunday and into the day on Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the heat wave over the east will expand into the plains by the middle of the week, and cool and wet weather will continue from western Texas into New Mexico, along with the potential for flash flooding. An anomalous upper-level low, which has been slowly tracking west across the southern plains, is forecast to continue to drift westward, reaching the southern portions of Arizona and New Mexico by Thursday morning. The upper low is forecast to weaken, but the disturbance will combine with deep moisture coming from the Gulf of Mexico to produce locally heavy rain, with the possibility of flash flooding from West Texas into Arizona and New Mexico. The extensive clouds and rain will also keep temperatures well below seasonal averages. The other big weather story is the heat wave across the east. A large mid-level ridge centered over the Ohio Valley is responsible for the heat wave, and the ridge is forecast to expand westward through tomorrow. This will have the effect of increasing high temperatures past the 90-degree mark throughout much of the central and northern plains by tomorrow afternoon. At Mount Washington this morning, 30 miles visibility, mostly clear skies and 55 degrees, with a north wind at 30 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 48 degrees. In Albany on the hour, just a few scattered clouds and 70 degrees, the dew point 65, 84% relative humidity, no wind, and the barometer at 30.21 inches, and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 121 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 32 at Silver Lake, Oregon. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, hazy, hot, and humid in the mid-90s, Boston, hazy, hot, and humid in the lower 90s, and in Buffalo, hazy, sun, hot, and humid with highs right around 90 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 91 degrees, the low 73, the average temperature 82, that's 10 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday for the month, 3.91 inches, which is 1.93 inches above normal, and 27.33 inches for the year, which is 6.78 inches above normal. There were 17 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 201, which is 99 above normal, and 393 for the year, which is 143 cooling degree days above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 83 degrees, the average low, 62, the record high, 97, set in 1900, and the record low, 44, in 1946. Sunrise this morning was at 5:32 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:31 p.m., 14 hours and 59 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Hazy sun, hot and humid today, just the outside risk of a shower or thunderstorm with highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Mostly clear, muggy again tonight, lows in the 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Hazy, hot, and humid today with highs in the middle 90s. Mostly clear, warm, and muggy tonight with lows in the lower 70s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, hazy sun, hot, and humid today, highs in the upper 80s to around 90. Mostly clear, warm, muggy tonight, lows in the mid to upper 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, hazy, hot, and humid again today with highs in the lower 90s. Mostly clear, warm, and muggy tonight with lows in the upper 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Hazy sun, hot, and humid today with highs in the lower 90s. Mostly clear, warm, and muggy tonight with lows right around 70. Region-wide for tomorrow, hazy, hot, and humid again. An isolated thunderstorm possible, lower to mid-90s. Isolated thunderstorm on Thursday, otherwise hazy, hot, and humid in the lower 90s. Mid-90s on Friday with the chance of a thunderstorm, otherwise more hazy sun and high humidity. A good chance of showers and thunderstorms Saturday, highs in the upper 80s. Then drier and cooler air with much lower humidity for Sunday and Monday with a mix of sun and clouds, highs both days in the lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.